afternoon's band concert in the Brussels Grand Place or Central Market Square would be a few minutes late getting underway. Only four of the band members had climbed to a temporary stage built in the square to mark this summer's celebration of Brussels' 1,000th anniversary, and only a small crowd of spectators had gathered near the foot of the stage when the bomb went off. At least one of the band members was not completely off the stage, which was left a jumble of twisted steel and scaffolding by the blast. There was smoke and shattered glass flying all around, said one spectator, and windows in many of the Grand Place's medieval buildings were shattered. The casualty toll tonight stands at about 20 people injured, including several members of the British band, the rest spectators who had come to hear them play. Miraculously, no one was killed or critically injured, say police. Tonight, a late telephone call to the Brussels City Hall claimed this explosion to be the work of the Irish Republican Army. Michael Landers for CBS News, Brussels.
The British are preparing their final tribute to Lord Mountbatten now, a state funeral in Westminster Abbey next week, and with it, they may be preparing unpleasant surprises for the IRA and the people who killed him. Tom Fenton reports.
The British government is considering new and perhaps tougher tactics to counter the IRA's campaign of mounting violence. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher returned from her country home to 10 Downing Street for urgent consultations on security measures in Northern Ireland. Her defense secretary, Francis Pym, said the Catholic terrorists were becoming more professional and the government was looking for means to make faster progress in ending terrorism. Protestant militants in Northern Ireland threatened today to take up arms again against Catholic terrorists unless stronger measures are adopted by the British government. The government is also concerned about security of members of the royal family. The 1st Battalion of the Royal Scots increased its guard around Balmoral Castle in Scotland, where the vacationing Queen discussed details for Lord Mountbatten's funeral. It will be an elaborate ceremony on September 5th in Westminster Abbey. Most of the details, including the selection of hymns, were arranged in advance by Mountbatten himself. Tom Fenton, CBS News, London.
More news after this.
Lily Cosma of Oakland, California, tells how Western Union came to the rescue.
My son is an unemployed actor in Hollywood. He says, I have to get my own costume, a silk suit. So I pick up the phone, call Western Union, and sent the money order.
To send money, call Western Union toll-free and charge it to your MasterCharge or Visa account. Day or night, it's Western Union to the rescue.
The only way that I can get money to him in a hurry is by Western Union.
It's no secret Chrysler Corporation must sell a lot of cars. So Chrysler gave dealers big cash incentives they can pass on to you. Come to Dodge for any of these cars, trucks, or vans. You'll get what may be the best deal you ever made. Then Chrysler will send you a $400 check. Get a Dodge Diplomat, get a check. Get a St. Regis, get a check. Get a Magnum, get an Aspen, get a Dodge van or a full-sized pickup and get a $400 check. Check it out at Dodge.
It is the beginning, not the end. That's the way Premier Hua Guofeng characterized Vice President Mondale's visit to China today. It apparently has been a successful trip so far, and now, in a sense, the Vice President is off to the hustings and some exposure to the people. Jed Duval reports from Peking.
Vice President Mondale has finished his working sessions with the Chinese leadership and was wished a bon voyage by Vice Premier Deng at a farewell banquet in Peking. Tomorrow, Mondale, his wife Joan, and daughter Eleanor, and their entourage are off touring. They'll start at the Forbidden City in Peking and go on to the Great Wall. Later in the day, the group flies to Xi'an, an ancient city in central China. Mondale takes with him a pair of agreements signed in formal ceremonies here. One implements the cultural exchange the two countries have agreed on, providing for dance groups, language instructors, sports team, and other swaps. The other agreement provides for American technical know-how to play a part in the development of China's hydroelectric system. The Vice President also announced that Chairman Hua Guofeng is to visit the United States next year, the exact time to be worked out. Jed Duval, CBS News, Peking.
More news when the World Tonight continues.
Need to clean your carpets? Come to your Ben Franklin store for Rinse and Vac, the do-it-yourself carpet cleaning system. It's lightweight, simple to use, and does a big cleaning job at a little cost. And now, till September 30th, during Carpet Cleaning Month, when you rent a Rinse and Vac at participating Ben Franklin stores, you get a coupon for an extra half day free. Rent Rinse and Vac today and get half of tomorrow's rent free from Ben Franklin.
Discover get the long-lasting collar that kills both ticks and fleas. Put the plus on your pet, the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus.
What's the big plus in the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus collar? It kills dangerous ticks and fleas for up to 5 full months. Put the plus on your dog or cat now. Get really effective flea and tick protection for your pet, your home, and your family for up to 5 months.
Put the plus on your pet, the Hearts 2-in-1 Plus.
About 1,800 clerks went on strike today against the Rock Island Railroad. The railroad has asked President Carter for an emergency order, forcing the strikers back to work for a 60-day cooling-off period, but the National Mediation Board has refused that for the time being. Don Webster has a report.
The strike shuts down 7,200 miles of track in 13 states. The Rock Island is essential to many farmers who use it to ship grain during this harvest season. With bumper crops this year, the railroad estimated it would be shipping between $2.5 and $3 billion worth of crops. The contract with the Brotherhood of Railway and Airline Clerks expired in January 1978, and the strike is over whether a pay raise now should be retroactive. The railroad is being reorganized under federal bankruptcy laws and says it simply doesn't have the money. Other unions have signed contracts which do not provide for retroactive pay. As of now, no new negotiations are even scheduled. Don Webster, CBS News, Chicago.
Hurricane David is building up in the Caribbean now, and the U.S. National Weather Service says it's a very dangerous storm. It's being described as a great hurricane, and that description is seldom used. David is heading toward the island of Barbados. Wall Street in a moment.
I'm confused. What do doctors recommend for pain today?
Doctors' number one choice is the pain reliever in Anacin.
Doctors' number one choice?
A recent report shows the ingredient in Anacin was recommended 5 million times last year for pain of headache, backache, minor arthritis, and muscle aches. Anacin is strong, a combination of medical ingredients, free of stomach upset for millions.
So the ingredient in Anacin is the doctor's choice.
Doctors' number one choice. Get Anacin. Use only as directed.
7 months pregnant, and now I get hemorrhoids.
Oh, I got them when I was expecting, sis.
What'd you do?
Use Preparation H. Many find it gives temporary relief from flare-ups. The special ingredients relieve pain and itch.
Sounds like real medicine.
Even helps shrink swollen, inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue.
I'll try it.
Check your doctor before using any medicine. Hi, how goes it today?
Great, thanks to you and Preparation H.
Preparation H relieves pain and itch, helps shrink swelling. Use only as directed.
Stocks down slightly today. The Dow Jones Industrials closed around 885, down 0.77. The average price per share down 3 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume over 29 million shares. Average price down 7 cents on the American. Wall Street on this world tonight.